Yeah, Nathlone is a familiar opposition, but it's tough opposition as well. And, you know, it's, I suppose, a little bit unfortunate that we had to come out this early in the draw. But, you know, you have to take it as it comes. And, you know, it's going to be a very, very tough start for us.
Yeah, now just to recap, last season you got Coghill early on in the competition. You went all the way to the final. So, naturally enough, you'd love to go one better this time round. Just since we've spoke to you last, in terms of the squad at your disposal this year compared with last year, a few changes.
Yeah, there's been a few changes. We've brought in a few players extra to strengthen up the squad. You know, we've taken in Chris Flanagan and Connor Tourish and Dara Black, you know, and Ryan Gilday. So, you know, we've strengthened our squad, but unfortunately some of them are not available for tomorrow. But, you know, you have to put up with that in football. You just have to get on with it. But hopefully we'll be OK for tomorrow.
Well, you know Coghill very well indeed, and certainly one thing is for sure, they're going to make it tough for you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one thing you always know, that you, when you play Coghill, it's always going to be a very, very tough game. They're going to, you know, fight from start to finish, and if you don't come out of the dressing room with that attitude in mind, then they're going to beat you. So, you know, it's up to us to be able to match them and that part. You know, otherwise, through the field, I think, you know, we're quite evenly matched, but, you know, it's who wants it most tomorrow. What team wants to really to go on tomorrow, I think, is the team that's going to go through, and it'll go down to that in the end.
You could well argue that it's a real shame that Donegal can't have both these clubs through, because both of them could well have extended runs.
Yeah, well, you know, that you can look at it that way. I suppose, you know, maybe the other teams in the league wouldn't agree with us on that, you know, but... you know, it's just a wee bit unfortunate maybe that we had to meet this early, and that maybe two strong teams is not going to be going out to represent Donegal, but I'm sure whoever goes out, you know, will give a good account of themselves. And the fact that we went out last year and went all the way to the final, well, then, you know, teams in the Ulster Senior League have to be upbeat, because they know that if they do go out, they have a chance of going on and doing well.
Just to update us in terms of the Ulster Senior League, I mean, it's had a difficult couple of seasons, and yet, ironically, perhaps in one of its most difficult seasons, Letterkenny getting to the final. I mean, it shows that at intermediate level, there are teams that can come out of Donegal, and there had been questions about its future, its direction, winter soccer, summer soccer, but look, it's there, it's up and running again, the league, and the hope will be that it can emerge as a stronger league in the seasons ahead.
Well, you know, there's to be fair, and I don't want to be differentiating between both leagues, but there is intermediate and there's junior, and at the moment the intermediate league in Donegal is strong, and the reason it's strong is because the majority, and I mean 90% possibly, of the good players in Donegal are playing in the Ulster Senior League, and that means that we have strong teams in the Ulster Senior League, even though we only have six teams. So when we do go out of Donegal, we're strong, and we're strong as any other province, you know, when we play them. And, you know, that's what we have to concentrate on. We have to, you know, we have to leave a pathway for good players to be able to play in. We also need a pathway for the mediocre players, that they have a league to play in as well. But unfortunately, at the moment, we don't have, you know, enough teams to go into the league. And Harps coming back into it now is definitely going to strengthen us. But, you know, any time an Ulster Senior League team has left Ulster to go out and play any of the other provinces, you know, they did quite well. And in the last couple of years, the interprovincial team won the interprovincial competition. So, you know, the standard is there.
Yeah. Now, aside from the cup game, of course, you'll be anxious to get a good run of games in the league, because it's such a small league. If you drop points early on and you're playing catch up, it could be beyond you.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, you just have to be careful, you know, not to drop too many points. Last year, I think we left ourselves in a situation where we dropped too many points early on. And the thing about it is that by the time we came around to having to look for points, we were in the middle of the intermediate competition, and, you know, we didn't have a big enough panel to be able to go on and do well in the intermediate cup and do well in the league. But, you know, if you talk to the players last year, I don't think anyone would have swapped the run they got in the intermediate cup for anything. So, you know, that's the way it is in a small league.
And finally, Eamon, just to confirm the kick-off time tomorrow at Lakeview?
Kick-off tomorrow at Lakeview is 2 o'clock, so hopefully everything going well. Just to get people come out and look at the game and enjoy a good game of football. Yeah. The two top teams, as far as I'm concerned, in Donegal going against one another, and hopefully it'll be a good game. But and saying that, hopefully we come out the right end of it.
And there will be extra time and penalties if required.
Yes, that's right. The games have to be finished, and the first two rounds games have to be finished on either extra time and penalties.